There we go. Good morning. It's Thursday morning, Thanksgiving Day, November the 27th, 8:51 a.m. It's cold. And I'm walking. My cornbread pudding is in the oven. It has to cook for 50 minutes. Sure, it'll take me 40 minutes to walk. I should be home in time to take it out, or at least check it. I can't take it out until it's really set up, and high altitude, it tends to take a little bit longer to cook. So, yeah, happy Thanksgiving Day. I'm trying to think about all of the things that I'm thankful for. Trying to be in the moment, in the day, in the... in the moment. It's, that's not always as easy as it sounds. In fact, it's almost never as easy as it sounds. Oh, just be in the moment. Oh, yeah, sure. So, oddly, I'm thankful for the ADHD diagnosis, or the ADD without H. It's still up for grabs as to whether or not I have the H component, or if I've just learned to cope with it. But I'm grateful for the diagnosis, because the diagnosis has really given me the opportunity to claim my life. The diagnosis didn't give me my life back. The diagnosis just gave me the opportunity to address the ADD. The schedule has been very good. The last couple of days have been a little bit off, but I've got a schedule, and I know that it's effective, and I need to just get back on it. Today's going to be difficult because I've got so much other stuff going on in terms of family and cooking. I've got cooking to do, God knows. I've already started. Today will be mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, mashed white and sweet potatoes, green beans, turkey, cornbread pudding, cranberry sauce. I've got a couple pies for dessert. It's only the four of us. And I don't think the boyfriend is coming over today. Well, if he does, heaven knows, there's plenty of grub. So, yeah, I'm brain hopping. Those little ferrets are going everywhere this morning. So, I'm thankful that I got the diagnosis, because I'm really beginning to feel like this isn't really so bad. I'm going to dig my way out. I've almost dug my way out, actually. I just need to keep chipping for a few more weeks, and then it'll be clear. The day is not, I said gorgeous, because the sun shining through the clouds is really quite striking. It's not, it's not a pretty day. Not by any stretch of the imagination. It's cold. It's like 28. There's a breeze. So there's a good wind chill going. And it's overcast, so there's very little sun shining through. But there are these gaps in the clouds where you can see the sun shining way up high on the edges where it's exposed. Oh, there's a couple of lenticular clouds over that way. It's interesting. Don't usually see those that far out. Oh, back on the west, it's breaking up. It should be a beautiful day later. Excellent. So I'm grateful for the fam. They're all struggling. We're all struggling. At some point, I'm going to see if we can't get some of that addressed. But I'm grateful for having them. And as much as I whine about being dad taxi and chief cook and bottle washer, the reality is I get a great deal of enjoyment when it's not being totally aggravating. So in a lot of ways it's like writing. It's at times aggravating, but basically pretty enjoyable. And being able to step back and say, okay, this is my circus, but those aren't my monkeys, has helped a lot. It's like, I really can't. I can listen. I can offer advice, but I have to be really aware that any advice I offer is probably A, unwelcome, and B, perhaps misguided. I don't know. It's not my... There's only so much I can do. So I'm grateful for the fam. I'm grateful for the successes. And all of you out there who are listening to this have contributed to my successes. So I'm going to say it would be important for me to say that I'm grateful for all of you as well. Good morning. Because if you weren't along for the ride, if you weren't there to keep me walking, if you weren't there to buy my books, to keep my bills paid, to encourage me when I'm depressed, I don't know how this would all work out. I don't know what I'd be doing. And as much as I had a potential career as an educational technology professor, specializing in distance education, now the reality was finding a full-time position was not going to be easy for a guy my age. They're not looking for old guys. In large part because most of them don't understand that I have a better grasp of the technology, the whole gestalt, compared to most of the younger people who have only a blind man and the elephant view, because they're only feeling the trunk, or they're running their hands along its sides. But I spent so much time working with it, dealing with it, developing it, that my understanding of it is very different. Very different. I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying it's different. I could wish for more detailed knowledge in certain areas. I have a liberal arts education in educational technology. It was one of the things that made the University of Northern Colorado program better, or at least different. It set it aside from the other programs like University of Georgia, or FSU. Florida State, Southern Florida, I don't know, one of them has a program down there, and now, I've been so long since I've been in it, I've completely lost it. But those programs, it was pretty obvious when you went to the conventions, those programs, their students could talk to each other, but they couldn't talk to other students. So UGA students couldn't talk to Florida students, couldn't talk to San Jose, Cal State, San Jose students. Because they all had different specialties, they all had different focuses, they all had different awarenesses. And the University of Northern Colorado lacked that degree of specificity. It was really centered on a systems approach. It was really centered on the idea that education is a system, and it has all of these parts. And if you push in here, it pokes out there. And so we had to at least understand all of the parts, even though we might not have mastered any of them. And now the program is gone. But I am grateful for having gone through it, for having earned the doctorate when I still had the opportunity. It's really too bad that the people who forced me out were the people who forced the program to close by failing to do the things that needed to be done. So it goes. So what else am I thankful for? I'm thankful that I'm 62 and still mostly have my health. I've got this arthritis thing, but I've had that since I was 25. I have this weight problem, but I think everybody over 55 has a weight problem you need to deal with. A lot of old pictures of me from like Balticon 44 or something started surfacing over the weekend. They were photos that I was tagged in when I was wearing my Trust Lois t-shirt. And, I'm looking at those pictures again and I'm thinking, I didn't look good. I looked sick. I was a lot lighter. I didn't have as much weight then. That was when I was still, probably still under 170 pounds. But I looked like I was sick. That's the thing about me now, is that I don't look sick anymore. I look old, the gray beard, but I don't think I look sick anymore. I'm also not under 170 pounds anymore, which is kind of a problem. I need to deal with that. But I know that there are 60-year-olds who are having much more significant illness problems. Knock on wood, I probably will have some more before too many more years goes by. Too many years go by. But I am grateful for having the cataract surgery behind me, for having my dental care being regularly addressed. This is a chronic problem with me, dental care, because I have a problem with dentists. This dentist I go to now is wonderful. I I don't exactly enjoy it. But the other side of it is I don't feel like I'm taking my life in my hands. I don't feel like I'm reporting to the rack voluntarily. So that's good. Yes, sun's breaking out. Won't stay out very long, but there's a hole in the clouds there. It's peeking out. It's quite lovely. Feels good. It is a chilly, chilly morning. It's a day when I'm glad I've got the oven to cook all day, because it'll help keep the upstairs warmer. Downstairs stays pretty warm. I love being in the basement. It's comfortable year-round, and if I don't have sunlight, well, I don't get it on my screens, and I can control the lighting much better. Which isn't to say I wouldn't be grateful if one or both of the girls moved out. So I could have an office upstairs with a view of the backyard. But I like my desk. I like my setup. I should check the batteries in my stand-up desk and make sure that they still work. Because that would be helpful. That would be a handy thing for me to do, would be to take my work time vertical when it comes time to write new words. I'm sort of stuck. The work I'm doing now is marking up galleys, making the changes online. I need to be where the book is. Well, I suppose I can move the book, but pain. Look at me go. I'm almost back. Which is good. I'm pushing a little bit. I don't know what Endomondo says. 36 minutes. Just over 2 miles. So 18 minutes a mile. That's not too bad. I'll be back in time to take the cornbread pudding out of the oven. Assuming I actually turn the oven on. And then I can prep the turkey to go in, and we'll be clear for a couple hours before I have to do the next piece of cookerating for the family's Thanksgiving feast. Wonder if the kids will be up. Time for lunch. They weren't yesterday. Oh well. It's Thanksgiving. And I'm giving thanks because I have a lot to be thankful for. But tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.